Blog Talk Radio.
Morgan Hour. Brace yourself.
Alright, here we are again. It's Wednesday at 7 p.m. GoPro Radio with Lucky Euro Morgan Hour. And tonight in GoPro Studios, we have three guests, two lovely young ladies, and a handsome young gentleman, all students at St. Peter's University in Jersey City. And we're going to be talking about their internship and their college careers at St. Peter's, and their involvement in the 21st century after-school program, which you heard about many times here on the GoPro radio microphone. So we're going to talk a little bit about these young people who are all interns in that program, and it's I've seen their work, and they're something. You got to watch them. Mm-hmm. They're really into this thing. So let's first of all have your names.
I'm Noelle.
Full name?
Noelle Borders.
Right.
I'm Diamond Reed.
Diamond Reed.
This is Sarah Bastian.
Sarah Bastian. Where are you from?
Bayonne, New Jersey.
Bayonne. And you?
I'm from Jersey City.
Staten Island.
Staten Island. That's interesting. Okay, so also, how old are you? Give me your age.
I'm 21 years old.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm 20.
And you are?
25.
You're kidding. All right. Okay, folks. So we have these wonderful young people here tonight. I'm so glad to have them. I've seen what they do working at St. Peter's College with the young kids in the intern program. And I've been dying to have them on because we have this idea that our young people are all slack and doing it. That seems to be abroad in the land. Maybe for some it's true. But it's not true for the people who are working for the 21st century program. Just as an example, they had a stepping program not too long ago, and I'm watching each one of the different interns were in charge of kids from different schools. And I'm watching them getting the kids out there on the floor to do their steps. And some of the interns are so into it, I'm watching them doing the steps while the young kids, these are all grammar school and high school kids, are doing the steps. So you can tell that they're really working very hard to make sure that whatever group they're working with does well. So let me ask you, first of all, how does this work? Which school do you two young ladies work at?
Well, I'm working at PS 34, and she is also too.
You're both at 34? What about you?
I'm as well.
You're all at 34 school. Tell me, what do you do at 34 school? What involvement do you have with the students at 34 school? Anybody?
Okay, well, I'm an intern of the class. Basically, I work hands-on with the teachers, with the kids, like help with the lessons, and we also do cheerleading as well.
When you say lessons, what lessons are we talking about?
Well, right now we're working on a planning the trip project, so we get the kids thinking about where they want to visit and different things that they want to see, and we come up with like a brochure and we present it to the whole entire school at the end.
Let me ask you, since you're working on that, what types of trips do they want to go on? Can you tell us?
Well, I know from the last time they did it, last cycle, a lot of them wanted to go to Paris.
Oh, well, yeah, California, I'd like to go with that. Can I get in on that?
I mean, I wish I can, too.
Is this just a wish list, or are they actually going to go to any of these places?
It's a wish list.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that they know how to go about planning their own trip and everything.
Let me ask you this. How long have you all been in this program? What grade are you in?
I'm a senior, and I've been working for Dr. Webster in this program since I was a freshman.
You're a senior?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you?
I'm a junior, and I've been working since my freshman year also.
And you?
I'm an alumni. I graduated in
2000. Oh, you're a graduate. That's good. You're
yes.
still working with me.
Yes.
That's very interesting. The reason I'm asking, I found out about this program. Dr. Webster and I go back a long, long way. And he called me to tell me what he was doing. Now, I was intrigued by it because it's a wonderful program, but what he really did was he reached back to what we used to have, which they no longer have. You know, there was a time when every school in the city had shop and we had home economics. Some genius decided we didn't do it. It was a drastic thing to do because now the young people who might be interested in becoming carpenters or plumbers or something will never even put their hands on a tool. And I listen to teachers who tell me that they have students who come to school with no buttons because their mothers don't know how to sew a button. I know how to sew a button, and I'm not a mother. But I understand that they took home ec out and those things. So he did something like put upholstery in and fashion design in, which will give you some of those ideas and more. And he takes the kids, I understand that they join the summer program, those students all come down to St. Peter's. And why I think that's important is that many children in our community never leave the 10 blocks that they live in. That is their world. And St. Peter's may be a half a mile away. Jersey City University, even closer in some cases. And they've never seen a school. They've never seen a college. So I can imagine that when they get down to St. Peter's, it must be like going to
the theater. Yeah, they love it.
Yeah, and I can hear some of them saying, I want to go here.
Yes, mm-hmm. They do all the time.
Which was the reason why you had the program. So, can we have you? Let me hear your.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear? Can you
hear me?
Is that good? Yes. All right. So, if you have, now you have these students here, and what when you say program, what programs in 34 schools do you have? I know it's important to you. What do you have in 34 schools?
We have cheerleading. Stepping, art, ovenless cooking, what else do they have?
Performing
arts, etiquette,
teacher design.
Did you say etiquette?
Etiquette, which is something that is necessary.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a very, very young man, even much younger than you guys, there was a thing they used to say to us. Adults used to say to us, young man, don't you have any home training? Mm-hmm. That was a big insult. And somebody said that to you, that was, because it wasn't just about you. It was
about
your family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you should know that how to say, please, thank you, I'm sorry. And, you know, it's pretty crazy, but we don't hear a lot of that. So when you say etiquette, is this what you do in etiquette class? Tell me something about how you teach etiquette.
Well, we have a teacher who specializes in this. So every 2 days out of the week, she gets a different group. So she teaches them how to sit correctly, their manners, basic things that I think some of them are lacking.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Where in my time, you know how to do that.
Right.
Well, maybe not posture, but you got the rest of it pretty much. And you had to say please and thank you. And there were no adults with the first name. There were Mr. and Mrs. or aunt and uncle. You didn't dare call a guy, an older person, a guy. Hi, Phil. Nice to meet you. 10 or 12. It's Mr. So-and-so. So that's one thing you do. When you start teaching cheerleading, is this a grammar school? This is a grammar school.
Yeah.
Are they mm-hmm. teaching cheerleading in grammar school
then? Not at PS34. They don't have a team, so that's why we have an out program.
Oh, so that's in your program?
Yes.
So how does that work? If it's in your program, where do they cheer?
Well, we host basketball games. They perform at the end of the year show. And
they have Halloween shows, Christmas shows that they perform at. So it's cheerleading, but also dance.
And what do you do at 34? What part of the program do you intern?
He's the heart. He's the heart of the program.
Yeah, I try to do my best for the kids. I do right now basketball. I have a game room going for the kids. Kids love to play video games. And anything that, you know, kids feel that they would need, they come to me and I make it happen.
When you say video games, are you talking about Grand Theft Auto?
No.
Football, basketball games.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I asked that question, there are video games and there are video games.
Yeah.
Just like anything else. And some things are not appropriate for 34 school.
Absolutely.
But basketball, yes, that's appropriate. But do you have any of those other programs like robotics or upholstery or any of those other things? One thing you did mention that intrigued me. Ovenless cooking. What is ovenless cooking? Can you explain that?
Well, we actually just started that a few days ago. So as of right now, the kids are able to use things like marshmallows and maybe pretzels to make different things. So they're using food to make arts and crafts.
How do you use marshmallows and pretzels?
That's the challenge for them.
I can see that could be a challenge.
To get their minds going.
Yeah, which is another interesting thing. I was in 40 school, and I believe the program is from 3 to 6.
Right.
And how many days a week?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. They actually had to flip the lights to get you to leave. They don't have a home. Do you have any problems getting them out or getting them in?
Getting them out.
They never want to leave.
They don't like to leave. I stand at the dismissal door, and it's freezing outside, but they still like to just stand outside and wait around with us.
I want everyone here to hear and listen very closely because having been a student in the Jersey public school myself, I was 24 schools. Different than the ones that you have today, but the buildings are the same.
Yeah.
And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Lincoln High School, there was about 2 seconds of silence. Bell rang. 3 o'clock. And then you heard this thunderous roar, and that was all of us pounding down the stairs to get out of the building. Yeah, the doors would open. And it was like a flood of human beings coming out. But to get kids to want to be, that is, I don't know if you can get these kinds of programs, but
me either. Growing up, it is.
That's another thing. You come from another generation. You come from a generation. but you're not that young. But you come from a time when things like this, we had something like this. We didn't have everything, but we had some of the things here. For instance, we had intramural sports. You know, we had track, baseball, basketball. We had those sports. Between elementary school. Somewhere along the line that went away too. You guys ever having occasion to have students from different schools compete against each other as cheerleaders or in basketball or any of those other things?
No, not yet, but basketball program is starting now. We're going to go up again. We're going to the Boys and Girls Club in Jersey City. Going to play some of the other students.
Yeah, well, you know, it was that was a very important thing for us. We were able to do that, and a lot of people went on to high school and continued. Like the 14 school in Jersey City, 22 school. They were the track school. They won all. If you had to run against 14 or 22 schools, I went to 24. It was a very different school. I don't know if you know 24th School in Jersey City. Well, when I was in 24th School in Jersey City, there were 35 kids in my class. Only five. Now there are none.
Completely different.
Absolutely. So we didn't have a great track team. 14 ran all over us, but we still ran anyway. We still competed. I noticed that the program had a step. They had a stepping. Do they call that a contest or just an activity at St. Peter's University? I find this fascinating. That you know, it's after 3 o'clock. Way after 3 o'clock. I go into a room in 20. What is that hall in St. Peter's with it stepping? Right. We'll talk about this. We'll have a break coming, and I want to go back to that because I want to talk about how that whole thing worked out. Nobody go anywhere. These young people will be right back with me.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. This episode is brought to you in part by independent insurance agent H. Roscoe Taylor Jr., business accountant. Know Your Business, 731-733 Grand Street, Jersey City, New Jersey. Also, our friends at DeClaire Publishing, that's DeeCLaRe Publishing, LLC, reinforcing the priorities of God, family, and community through literacy. You can reach them at 1-888-350-9721. That's 1-888-350-9721.
Attention. Parents of children in Hudson County School Districts, including Harrison, West New York, Jersey City, Hoboken, and Union City, you may qualify for free or low-cost child care. The Urban League of Hudson County is providing parents with the opportunity to apply a fellowship for before and after school care for children 3 and 4 years old. Find out how. Come to our offices or call at 201-451-8888, extension 186. Urban League of Hudson County.
All right, we're back. You're Earl Morgan Al with your host, Earl Morgan. I'm flying solo tonight. My co-host, Tina Bland, is at another function. She can't be tonight, so I'm trying to do the best I can. I've got 3 students here from St. Peter's University. It used to be St. Peter's College, St. Peter's University. I want you to give your names again, your age, and what year you're in college.
Hi, I'm Noelle Borders. I'm 21, and I'm a senior in college.
Hi, I'm Diamond Reed. I'm 20 years old, and I'm a junior in college.
I'm Sarah Bastian. I'm a recent graduate from Dallas as well.
Okay, now, when we took the break, I was talking about a stepping program, really a program they had for the students who were in the 21st century program with these wonderful young people worked for. And it took place in the college after school. Now, the interesting thing was it took place in the college after school, after 3 o'clock, after 3:15. I guess they still dismissed at 3:15, right?
2:45.
2:45,
yeah.
2:45. How'd they work that out? anyway, we had to wait for 3:15, right? And the place was packed. I believe you bust the kids down there?
Yes.
Okay. And they come?
Yep.
I mean, they don't go all scattered to the four winds and disappear. And the place was mobbed. I mean, it was full of people. To watch the other kids do, the ones who were involved in the stepping program, how is it that you get them? What is it? What causes this enthusiasm? Where does this come from? Is the program really, I mean, are they jiving me, or is this program really that good?
No,
it's really that good.
If I was a student, I would sure enough want to be in the 21st century program.
Yeah.
Dr. Webster, who was running that program, he, of course, he was in school with me. I was actually ahead of him. But, of course, he's very famous. He's a famous athlete.
Yeah.
And he seems to know what he's doing with these programs. Because he came to me and explained to me. I thought it was great, but I wanted to see for myself because I'm a newspaper reporter and that's the way to do it. So he arranged for me to go to number 40 school with Mrs. Lewis, who's the principal. And I'm looking at these kids in there, and this I was saying they must have given these kids some high glucose sugar because they were all into this, you know. And they had at that school they have cooking, which they call something, or what do they call it? Culinary art.
Culinary.
And they have a whole room full of brand new singer sewing machines and upholstery, and they were starting their Lego robotics program. And I'm thinking, this is really great. You know, this is what, you know, this is as good as going to school, as opposed to an after school program. And he said, well, we have these going on in the other schools, and I'm trying to enlarge it. And also, I noticed at 30 and 40 schools, kids from 34 school, I think, came to swim.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Now, that was interesting because, and they have a real school, they have a real pool with 34. I mean, 40. I mean, because I went to 24 and we had this bathtub. You know, the Romans would have called that a bath. You take two strokes and you were across the pool. It's not a real pool. But 40 school has a decent sized pool. And while I was in a kitchen, from 34 school were coming to school. All of this after school. Not this is not during the regular school day. And all the kids were there. And I thought this was important because, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a big problem with black kids not knowing how to swim. Did you know that? That black boys and black girls don't know how to swim?
Yeah, I still don't.
Oh, man.
That's amazing. When I was your age, no, when I was a lot younger than you, there were a couple of guys I knew that didn't know how to swim. They were kind of hardball because we all had the YMCA to go to learn how to swim. Which that pool has been closed now for almost a decade, and the municipal pools are all closed all over the country, so there's no way to go to learn how to swim. That's why 30, 40 schools, the pool becomes important. And there was an intern from St. Peter's College working there at the pool. You guys are everywhere. why are you still involved with this since you graduated? And you're now an alumnus of St. Peter's.
Because Dr. Lester saw something in me that, you know, he thought I could really help this program.
So he kept you on?
Kept me on board.
What is your degree?
Yeah, a BA in science and mathematics.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. You know, because I'm still trying to figure out compound. Anybody tells me that I'm really, I tip my hat to you if you got math answers.
Thank you.
I'm still trying to get you wrong vision. but okay, so you stayed, and I suppose that, you know, do you guys get paid for this? Is there a stipend or something?
We get paid.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a little bit more money for you to deal with your college bills, which is another question I got to ask, because college tuitions are getting to be outside. And, you know, this is crazy, but we could go to, when I was in college, we go, you know, if you spent $8,000 for 4 years, that was a lot of money. That was a lot of money. That was hard.
We'll have to pay that now. What are we paying?
Well, St. Peter's University is a very good school.
Yeah.
It's a very expensive school. And getting through, and it's getting harder and harder and more expensive. But if they're trying out guys like you, it's kind of worth it. What do you want to do?
Getting into accounting. Yeah. Get my CPA.
Well, you took science and you want to be an accountant. You want to be in the dull gray world.
First, I want to do mechanical engineering, but physics.
Well, I know.
I can tell you all the principles. You don't have to about those equations. And what do you want to do?
I want to be a professional school teacher once I graduate.
You want to teach school. Now you and you?
Same thing. And a journalist. Yeah.
Don't you want to do something to make some money?
That's where I'm stuck between.
I'm only kidding. Look,
we're the same way.
I was a journalist. But if you want to be rich, you don't go into those professions. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you both, all of you now, have seen what the public school system looks like. And that gives you a preview of what life may be like, hopefully it'll be by the time you're in. But you can see there's a lot of problems. And these kids are lacking a lot. What bothers me is they have less than I have. And we can have a heck of a lot, but we get more to do than they do. That's why this program is so important. But you see what the problem is. You still want to teach?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
The driving force.
Yes, I want to be a part of that building block. Like, I want to get the kids while they're young and you help them grow. Because there's not a lot of teachers that do that anymore.
Exactly.
A lot of them really don't care because you need teachers that do care. And that's us.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now, since you're in the program and you're working in 34th, which is on Gate 7.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
JFK and Warner.
JFK and Warner. Okay. Since you're in that school, since you see what it's like, that's the other thing. Now, when you talk about JFK and Warner, it's a different name.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know it existed. Because you couldn't even go up there. If you were black, you didn't go.
Oh, wow.
You certainly weren't going to the school. 15 schools, mm-hmm. which I'm sure you're all.
Yeah.
And no black kids, not one. By the time I graduated from high school, yeah, it changed somewhat. But you can see that happened. The neighborhoods changed and the schools changed with them. And you see what it's like being in that environment. And you still wish to go and teach. That's amazing. What about, and you want to be, you don't want to teach, huh?
I wanted to teach, but I could see it's a difficult thing
to do. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge, yeah.
You know, it's somewhat, I always think of that as childbirth. Childbirth is necessary. I don't want to have it. I don't want to get pregnant. I'm glad that we have it, but
wow.
I'm glad that women like want to do it. But better than me, I don't want to do it. And I spent a couple of weeks in 22 school during the time they had the Million Man March. I had to do a feature on guys that volunteered their time in 22 school. And I was there for maybe a week. And I could not do that job.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched what the teachers went through,
mm-hmm.
and I told the principal, I said, I'm going to come here every day. It was hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
It's a talent.
Yeah.
It's satisfying in the sense that you're building your mind, but it's hard.
Yeah, you have to have patience. You really do.
And a love for it.
Yeah, and what I'm finding is people ask me all the time, well, what happens in school? And that's a good question, because I went to public school in Jersey City. No one got out of school when I was in it. Believe me, that was impossible. No one graduated, walked across the stage. In grammar school, I mean, when I asked people who I went to school with, how many people graduated when you couldn't even write? They look at me like, that's a dumb question. But there are actually, now we have this problem we didn't have before. And now it is the job of teachers to solve that, to pick up that challenge and do it. What is it that you're finding with the students, all of you, that their problem, that causes this issue? What seems to be the issue there that you see from your vantage point as students and working for this program?
I feel like they need someone to listen to. And that's what our job does. We're the people that they kind of turn to when they need someone to listen, or they just need help, because during the school day, I feel like they feel a little bit embarrassed.
Yeah.
To ask for help or
Why?
To talk to.
Because they're lacking, or the teachers aren't giving them the kind of attention. What is the reason for that?
I just feel like during the day they're not motivated enough because they're just giving work to do, and instead of having someone sit next to them and explain, mm-hmm. this is what you have to do. But when they come to us, they love it, because if you need help, Ms. Noel's right here to help you write this down. Or Ms. Simon, like, we're right there with them.
Yeah. And I think it's just because these guys, they're closer to the children's age,
yeah.
so they kind of see them as a big brother, big sister thing, so they feel more comfortable talking to them.
All right, we're going to take another break. We're going to come back and dig into this a little deeper, because what you're telling me is we just went there to school and they taught, and we learned.
Yeah.
All right, we're going on a break. Sit there, don't go nowhere. The Earl Morgan Hour will be back if he's going to listen. You know, I hear that.
the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a great opportunity. If you have an event, product, service, talent, or something important to say, now is your chance. You can have your very own radio show. Whether you're just starting out or a veteran looking for a professional platform to enhance your presentation and following, the GoPro Radio Network is the premier place to cultivate and share new and exciting content. We can help you grow your audience and keep it growing long after your first broadcast. Now you have a voice. Call 212-696-8562 or visit www.goproradio.com and you'll be amazed at how easy and affordable it is to have your very own professional radio show on the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
This episode is brought to you in part by independent insurance agent H. Roscoe Taylor Jr., business accountant. Know Your Business, 731-733 Grand Street, Jersey City, New Jersey. Also, our friend at DeClaire Publishing, that's DeeCLaRe Publishing, LLC, reinforcing the priorities of God, family, and community through literacy. You can reach them at 1-888-350-9721. That's 1-888-350-9721.
Attention. Parents of children in Hudson County school districts, including Harrison, West New York, Jersey City, Hoboken, and Union City, you may qualify for free or low-cost child care. The Urban League of Hudson County is providing parents with the opportunity to apply eligible for before and after school care for children 3 and 4 years old. Find out how. Come to our offices or call at 201-451-8888, extension 186. Urban League of Hudson County.
This is Earl Morgan, your host for the Earl Morgan Hour. I'm here in studios with GoPro Radio for the Earl Morgan Hour again. I'm flying solo tonight. My co-host, Tina Bland, is here, and I feel that loss. But I'm holding up as best I can, and I'm being helped mightily by three young people I have here in our studios that restore to some degree my faith in our young people. Give me your names again, and tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Hi, I'm Noelle Borders. I'm 21, and I'm an intern in the 21st Century Program.
Hi, I'm Diamond Reed. I'm 20 years old, and I'm an intern for the 21st Century Program.
Hi, I'm Sebastian. I'm 25, and I'm a program administrator of the 21st Century Program.
Okay, now, the 21st Century Program is an after-school program that is run by Dr. Elnardo Webster, who in this town is very famous, and it's run out of St. Peter's University on Union Boulevard in Jersey. And I want to go into another area of this 21st Century Program, which is the summer school. Now, we had nothing like that. Summer school for us, when I was in summer school, that was a punishment. The month of subject, you had to take it in summer school, which meant that you had to go back to school for several weeks during July to make up the French or whatever, the math or whatever it is that you didn't pass. But this program is different. This program, you got to sign up to get into. We were trying to sign up to get out of. When I was at 40 school, in April, the principal, Ms. Luce, had started to sign people up in April for the summer school. She already had 90 people, and it was April. And I said, what are you doing? What are you giving them? You know, free candy or something? How do you get? She said, oh, no, that's not a problem. They want to come. And I began to understand it because they go to St. Peter's University for the program. They come to the school and they get busted. And they have the run of the school almost all day. And they've never seen anything like that. You know, when I was students, there was one building down that was St. Peter's College.
Wow.
The Jersey City State College, one building, that main building, that was it. That was the whole thing. There was nothing else. That was a big campus, you know, green area. But there was St. Peter's was one school, and it was interesting because you see the way I'm dressed now? They expected you to show up at school.
Oh, wow.
As a matter of fact, when I was in high school, this is pretty much what I had. I'm a dress code. We had a dress code. Public school? Oh, yeah. Lincoln. Every public high school in this town had a dress code. And in my class was where they started.
Oh,
wow. So they told all the senior boys when I was in my junior class the next year, you'll wear jackets and ties, except if you have a leather sweater. That was the only exception. And that's what we did. Because you see, if they said that's what you were going to do, well, that's what you were going to do. Because if you went home and said, Mom, I ain't doing it, you'd look like, not that you are. Not as if. Is that what they said? That's what you're going to do. So I look at the students coming in now with all shirts and khakis on.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even mention the building one. No, you couldn't go. Wearing jeans, we call them dungarees. And they were cheap. I mean, you know, that was considered a cheap pair of pants.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you didn't pay much money for them. And then somebody slapped a name on the back of it and charged you $100.
Mm-hmm. I ain't buying no jeans.
Well, that's what jeans are. I mean, they're just dungarees. And they were cheap, and you couldn't even wear them to school. They wouldn't let you. So you can see that things have changed a bit. Not that much importance, but those things do count for something. And now we have a situation where kids can pretty much do what they want. Teachers always wore jackets and ties. They didn't dare come to school. My gym teacher wore a tie. So, you know, you can see that the culture has changed. But when you think about these kids going into St. Peter's College or St. Peter's University, when she explained to me, when Miss Lewis explained to me how they did it, I said, well, why would you bring this to the school? She said, oh, we bust them there. And I understand that because they have no other way to get there. And they want to come. This is not punitive. They want to be there. They had a – were you guys at all involved in – Shark Tank?
Yes.
Let's explain to some, put one of you please explain what the Shark Tank that you were participating in was like. What that was. How did you do that? What did you have to do?
Okay, so my Shark Tank, my kids came up with a sneaker thing. And basically before that, we sat them down in a classroom and had them come up with ideas. We asked them questions like, what is something that we need that's not out yet? And I guess we had mostly boys.
A product.
Like, yeah.
They had to come up with a product.
So the boys were like, a sneaker thief. We need somewhere to put our money when we're playing basketball or something. So they came up with that, and then we created up with, like, how was it going to look? Like, what did you want it to look like? We got a box, and we used, like, the different colored duct tape so they can make their own boxes, fly their money in and out. And we actually put a lock on it and hooked it to their sneaker.
Now, the reason why I think this is important, and I'm sure that many of the people out there in the audience have seen the Shark Tank program on television. When I first heard about this, I said, well, how is this going to work? And again, it was held at St. Peter's University. And competing schools were there to present a product, and they had to make a commercial?
Yes. Oh, yeah, we made a commercial,
too.
That was fun.
Well, here's the thing that I think is important about that. Maybe I'm off base. Maybe when in order to make a commercial, it's a team effort.
Yeah.
You have to have someone to write it.
Storyboard.
Someone to handle the camera and make sure the audio. Someone to direct it.
Yeah.
Well, you just can't leave it. And these are all things kids can do as a profession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll never see that. I'm looking at this commercial. I happen to be there. And I'm watching this thing, and I'm sitting there watching it going on. And I'm sitting there with a big grin on my face watching these kids. I mean, some of the products they came up with were wild. But and interesting, but they were all in a place where, again, it was mobbed. There were several hundred kids there. And I don't know if you bust them in or why they were there, and they were nice. I mean, every now and then, Dr. Webster would say, now, we don't act like that. Quiet down. But when you have that, oh, that's a bunch of kids. What do you expect?
Yeah.
But, and they offered, and then they had to get up and give a presentation, a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And my co-host, who usually says where you are, she was one of the judges. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is great. No, we didn't have anything like this. We had some things that those guys don't have. But we didn't have anything like that because, you know, television, look, I remember when there was nothing on most of the day with test pack. So, you know, believe me, television was so, you know, programs were 15 minutes long. And I was a kid. So now it's a whole different thing. But I wonder if these kids, if any of them may have come to think, maybe I can do television. Maybe I can find a job doing something. Do you think maybe some of that stuck with me?
Well, that's what we're hoping that happens.
Because that's what happened to me. I became a journalist, I think, because I had a teacher that said, well, I had an advanced English teacher that I expect you to write a story. Now I'm a procrastinator. Friday came and I was due. So I dashed off this story. And I handed it in. And I got to school Monday. She read my story in class. And then gave it to the class, the school newspaper. We had a newspaper now. I don't think so. The Lincoln Leader. And it was published in the Lincoln Leader. And that was, I believe, subconsciously what gave me the idea of becoming a journalist. It was only a thing. But it planted a seed. And I wonder if you think that maybe some of the things that you do with these kids today will plant a seed that will eventually grow into them being a chef or a designer or something like that. How do you see that? Do you see that as a possibility?
Definitely. Yeah. I see a lot of the things that we've been teaching. I'm sticking with them.
Does it change their, how do I put this? Does it change their deportment? I mean, these kids are having fun. I mean, you know, you got to understand the difference. I see my time and your time. My first drug addict, the first one I ever saw, I was 18 years old. And we ran. He's a junkie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a son and daughter that would have to be marathon runners. They wanted to run away from every junkie. So for kids your age, you live with this day in and day out. And many of these kids have this problem at home. And that's something you have to fight with, I suppose. As interns working for this program, you got to deal with kids coming to school kind of whacked out from bad situations.
Yeah.
How does that impact you? How does that make you? What do you do when you see a kid that's running into that problem? Do they talk to you about it, or can you figure out what's wrong?
And you can try to. Yeah, you can relate to some of the problems that some of these students have. A lot of us grew up in minority areas, so we kind of know what they go through, so which is why they're probably more prone to speak to us about it.
Yeah, well, you're closer to their age, and we have to take another break. So people, stay tuned, because we've got some wonderful young people in here tonight that we want to continue our conversation with. Again, we'll be right back after this break. Right, we're on break now.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a great opportunity. If you have an event, product, service, talent, or something important to say, now is your chance. You can have your very own radio show. Whether you're just starting out or a veteran looking for a professional platform to enhance your presentation and following, the GoPro Radio Network is the premier place to cultivate and share new and exciting content. We can help you grow your audience and and keep it growing long after your first broadcast. Now you have a voice. Call 212-696-8562 or visit www.goproradio.com and you'll be amazed at how easy and affordable it is to have your very own professional radio show on the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen, the voice is in your head.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Earl Morgan. This episode is brought to you in part by independent insurance agent H. Roscoe Taylor Jr., business accountant. Know Your Business, 731-733 Grand Street, Jersey City, New Jersey. Also, our friends at DeClaire Publishing, that's DeClaire Publishing, LLC, reinforcing the priorities of God, family, and community through literacy. You can reach them at 1-888-350-9721. That's 1-888-350-9721.
Attention, parents of children in Hudson County school districts, including Harrison, West New York, Jersey City, Hoboken, and Union City. You may qualify for free or low-cost child. The Urban League of Hudson County is providing parents with the opportunity to apply for children for before and after school care for children 3 and 4 years old. Find out how. Come to our offices or call at 201-451-8888, extension 186. Urban League of Hudson County.
All right, we're back, and I have three students here from St. Peter's University who are in the 21st century after-school program, which is going to become a revolutionary pioneer. I believe people should see what we're doing. You know, the Shark Tank has already become something everybody else thinks of.
Oh, wow.
In other schools, it worked out so well. So I've been trying to get a copy of, if you can get me a copy of the video that you did of the whole thing.
Okay, yeah.
I want to run parts of it here on my program. I want people to, you got to see this.
Mm-hmm.
Because talking about it is good. But to watch these kids doing this, getting up and speaking, I'm sure he is fighting to get up. Is that a problem to get them to get up and speak?
Yeah, because a lot of them acted shy. Oh, I don't want to do this, Ms. Hello. I'm like, come on, you can do this.
You just have to know the kids.
Yeah,
some like to be behind the scenes, but some are actually very comfortable being in front of the
audience. That's very good. When I was at 40, there was one student there who I was introduced to as formerly one of the worst students in the school. You know I'm talking.
Yes.
When I met her, butter wouldn't melt in her mouth.
I love her.
And
She
I had her on air.
Oh, wow.
Because I was so impressed with her. The principal said one day I had to go upstairs, and she was trying to beat this poor girl. And I said, no, that couldn't be her. She said, oh, yeah. She said, I said, well, what happened? She said, I told her she's out of this program if she doesn't straighten out. Now, when I met her, she was the president of the class. She was doing a culinary arts program. And the culinary arts class, the food was so good, I took it home. And, you know, I asked, I understand you. And she said, yes, I admit I was. Her English is impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep wondering, where did she learn to speak like that? It's not the way you usually hear youngsters talk in the streets. So she was a gem that got saved. I hope you were more like that in this program. That's one I met. I'm sure if I dug a little deeper,
yes,
I'd find
a lot.
People whose lives will turn around. I can imagine kids coming to St. Peter's University and saying, oh, I want to go. But you can't get there without the mark. You got to do the work. You know, it's not like making a rap record.
Mm-hmm.
This is real here. You got to buckle down and get some work done. And I hope that you guys are able to inspire them to do what's necessary. I know that this program is improving tomorrow, But, you know, it's not going to make everybody a student, but it will improve some marks. Have you seen any students' marks, progress since you've been in this program? What about you personally?
Yeah, grades, yeah, you see some of the students' grade change, but you see a lot of change in their behavior. A lot of kids that, I've been here for 4 years, and I can see from the kids I was when I was an intern, they were in the fifth grade, where they are now, eighth grade. It's a complete drastic change.
Well, you know, there was the curator of the Afro-American Museum in Jersey, and I was talking about this one day, long before this program, and he made the same observation I did. He said, you know, they come to us, and they're wonderful kids, and he said, by the third grade, the light goes out of them. And I said, you notice that too? He said, you know, something happens and it disconnects them. And your job is to keep that light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
That's an awesome responsibility, because we have a problem here. You know, I remember watching a program about Silicon Valley. Now, we all know what Silicon Valley, especially since you were an engineer. And the program was talking about the lack of minorities in Silicon Valley. And one guy said, well, you know, this is essentially a white nation. Why? Because kids are not interested. They tend to get interested in being role models. Their role models are Beyonce, Jay-Z. And, you know, one person out of 5,000 is going to be that. Or what's his name? The basketball player?
LeBron James.
Oh, they all want to be him. And what, there were 500 people in the NBA?
Yeah, or just only 500 about, yeah.
About 500 people. And or they want to be, you know, Michael Jordan. They don't want to be him. No. But, you know, it always gets me that kids would want to buy Air Jordan sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michael Jordan was a great basketball player. There is absolutely no, and I'm not a big fan of all, but he was a great basketball player. But he was a great basketball player before Air Jordan.
Right.
He was, yeah.
He only got to have Air Jordan that he proved he was a great basketball player. And then they charged for those sneakers more than they charged for his shoes. And I'm thinking, well, okay, but will this make you jump any higher?
Not at all.
I make your pockets go low.
Right, exactly. But what I'm noticing, that's another thing. Somebody has to tell our kids that it's not as important to have the right gold teeth, the right gold chain. Those are values about what you wear. That's what you wear, not what you walk. Is there any ancillary possibility of sliding those kinds of values and lessons into what you do? I guess just your presence, though. Mm-hmm.
We always have those moments.
Yeah, we do it all the time with our girls. Like, sometimes we sit down and
we have
girl
talk
with them, and we just, like, we're role models to them because our girls look up to us. So, like, things that I do,
things that I do,
I think of my kids because I don't want them out here seeing me do one thing while I'm telling them to do another.
Yes, because children do not believe in do as I say. They don't buy that. You're not living up to what you tell them to do. You're a phony.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk.
They will call you out real quick.
Well, listen, I have had a wonderful time. I have enjoyed this immensely. This is one of the kinds of shows we all have. This is worth every second. Just to see you three. So this is the Earl Morgan. I'm your host for the Earl Morgan Hour. We're about to go off the air. I want you to give your name and what you do again. All three of you.
I'm Noelle Borders. I'm 21, and I'm an intern in the 21st Century Program.
And what year are you in?
And I'm a senior in college.
And St. Peter's University.
St. Peter's.
And you?
I'm Diamond Reed. I'm 20 years old, and I'm an intern at at 21st Century, and I'm a junior at St. Peter's University.
And you are?
My name is Cassia Bastian. I'm 25. I'm a program administrator at 21st Century Program, and I'm at St. Peter's University. Actually, it was college when I graduated. 2012.
And I'm Earl Morgan, and I'm the host of the Earl Morgan Hour. And I hope to see you again next Wednesday, same time, same station. Until then, and for my guest, thank you very much. I hope to see all of you.
Thank you.
I will have you back on. I'll see you in the program. Take it easy now. And we're out.
Thank you.